car, Helen?
George Mahon on one, sir.
George?
Yes, Mr. President.
Larry O'Brien's here talking with me. We're trying to rush these appropriation bills down so we can get a look at
this
stuff because Dirks and all of them are demanding. Well, you tell us how much you're going to cut and why.
Yeah,
it's thrown
right in.
Laird saying it's a phony and Ford saying it's a phony. We don't know what we can cut out unless we know what we're going to get. And I just tell them, you tell me when I'll get your bills, and I'll tell you when I'll get the answers. Now, George, I talked to Dick Russell. He said to tell you to put in your continuing resolution a sentence saying that the appropriations that you agreed on can go on into effect on defense. And he says the only thing arguments, he and Wendell Rivers got something on reserves or something.
That's right.
And he says you can take care of that. There's not a dollar in dispute.
That's right.
And he says that'll get half of it down, half the budget right there.
Yes, that's right.
Then you've got two or three little bills. You ought to have that. There's not much to you, state justices, can't you?
No, John Rooney, you know, is a prima donna. He's going to have it. We've got a schedule here. He reports it on the 27th, I believe, takes it up.
Mm.
We've got, now of course, we've got foreign aid tomorrow and public works the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves everything but this poverty and education, and we can't get any authorization on that, you know. So we'll be practiced through, except for...
Are you pretty sure, though, that on poverty and education that you can hold them to a half a billion increase like you passed the House bill?
Oh, well, Russell tells me that they marked up the bill that's already gone over to the Senate.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the whole deal.
Well, I'm confident we can on poverty, but I believe we can on elementary and secondary and higher education. Yeah, I feel very hopeful about
you,
that.
If you were gambling, you'd gamble, just add $500 million to that and cross off.
Well, I wouldn't add $500 million.
Well, that's what you got in the House bill, Russell, that you got $40 million.
Well, I'm not talking about...
I'm talking about HEW, all of it. You left $4 billion out, and you've already increased it $500 million.
I think that'd be a good guess. I think that'd be a good guess. Now, they are really, in the committee the other day, we've had two hassles on this request that you advise us where we can make the cuts so we can make them ourselves and so on. And
we don't know until you get them in there.
Right.
I got to go back to the departments. I won't know for a month.
But Laird said last week, says I've got two Democrats who will vote with me and so on and so on. But I don't think we'll have any trouble holding this thing. But it's different than it was in 57 when Ike said in March that he thought his budget was too high. And Humphrey said he's going to have bring on a hair-curling depression. This is a different breed of cats from that situation. You have not expressed any lack of confidence in your budget at all. It's a matter of when you are going to spend the budget. But you have said that you're going to withhold some funds within the budget. So this is the point. In other words, if you're going to withhold funds from these bills that have not yet been fully cleared, their argument is, why not you tell us and we'll make the reductions? But, of course, that's not feasible from your standpoint.
Not at all, and I can't see them, and I don't know till they look at them.
Yeah.
And I'll have to go and talk to people about it and consult with them, and I'll have to... What Shue says he does is the bill goes to the department. The department man's told to look at this and give me cut anything that you can, tell me. If you can cut, some of them won't be able to cut anything.
Yeah, this is right.
Then Hughes comes back and he gets it, and then he goes into a hassle and debates with him.
Yeah.
He says for a month, 6 weeks. But I don't know. The whole question with me is, do I want to send McNamara out to Vietnam and let him try to get Westmoreland to make a guess and an estimate and come back in here with a supplemental?
Then
cut these things down as much as I can, and then say to you before you go home, now here's what the difference is going to be, and I'm going to ask for taxes, and here's how I'm going to ask for it, so they don't say I'm deceiving them and I'm holding back left election.
Well, if you're going to have any tax increase at this calendar year, it would be fatal not to lay all the cards on the table before the election. It'd be fatal politically, in my opinion. I hope you can wait for the new tax bill until next year, and I think you're going to have one.
That's what I got to say. I got to see whether I have to or not.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll have a hell of a deficit if I don't get it.
This is right.
Because if I don't go up till January, then I won't get it for March, and most of them won't make it retroactive.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me...
So you won't get any taxes.
It seems to me that if we could face up to this heavy expenditure in Vietnam, which I think that McNamara, if he really wanted to, could give you a good ballpark figure. Considering that the war will go on at this rate or at an escalated rate, I think this could be done. But I don't know. You'd probably be playing with dynamite. I think if you can, you ought to wait until next year. Not that I care personally. But
Why don't you think they'll say I'm deceptive then if I wait till next year?
They will, yes. But everybody more or less agrees that the chances are very great that there'll be an income a tax increase next year. This is not... You're not deceiving anybody on that issue. Everybody more or less takes that for granted. But, and of course, there's not much difference in November and December and next year. But if you get it out of the way this year, of course, it'd be great. But I don't know.
You think about it. Who's giving you the trouble on appropriate, Laird?
Oh, yes.
On this motion.
Oh, yes. Laird's the only man. I'm Bo. I've been working with Bo trying to hold the thing in line. But, to send down a modest request that you advise us if there are some places in the budget in the light of...
Well, what I do is write you right back and just say that I can't make a request on a bill that hasn't been introduced, or I can't amend a bill that hasn't been introduced, or I can't delete a bill I haven't seen. You haven't passed it yet. I don't know what the hell you're going to do. If you put in Morris's $1 billion, I'll reduce some of it. But if you don't put it in, I can't. So how the hell do you expect me to act on a reduction on a bill you've passed before you've passed it? That's the foolish thing I ever heard of.
Yeah, well, the thing is that last time, it was early in the year, and you had a Democratic Congress and a Republican president, and it was a lot of politics. Well, the politics is on the other side now. It's unthinkable to me that we're going to send you any such request.
Of course not.
It would be utterly ridiculous. It would be enough. Now, let me tell you that Ewing and Abby left town this morning. Her sister is at Point of Beth in St. Louis, so they ran away. I thought maybe... Jim Kilday, I think, maybe died yesterday. I'm not sure.
I didn't know that.
I think so. I haven't got confirmation of it. Paul was out the house yesterday. We had hoped that you and Lady Bird could be there, but we didn't insist on it because you had four times more.
I was out of town.
Yeah, so...
We had a good party up here, though.
Oh, yeah, this was great. I'm telling you, that was a
thrill. Did he enjoy it?
Oh, he was. He really was. He was, you couldn't have done anything for the Thomasons greater than what you did. It was...
George, now you come on, damn it. Give me those appropriation bills. Quit holding back on them. Here it is, October. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm ashamed of you. Have you signed that foreign aid appropriation yet?
No.
Well, I've got to get it on the floor tomorrow.
Well, when do you want it signed?
Well, I've got to get it on the floor tomorrow. I can get a rule. I can get a rule on it.
No, I'll sign it right now if you want me to. I'll sign it this afternoon.
Well,
that's plenty of time, isn't it?
Sure, it's plenty of time, but heck, we can get a rule.
All right, now you go on. Don't let them touch it, and I'll sign it this afternoon.
Okay, we'll do it.